for over past years. Revival is on the way, and God wants to manifest His glory, and you are the carrier of that glory.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. And, so anyway, I got the this week, earlier in the week, I got this letter yesterday, but earlier in the week, I got thinking, what is glory? What is glory, you know? The Bible talks about glory old men, the gray hair. I don't know, that ain't going to be revival, a bunch of old folks sitting there. And it talks about the glory of man as his wife, you know. But anyway, I got to think about Moses there, you know. And Moses asked the Lord, he said, Lord, show me your glory.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the Lord, he'd have been cleft in the rock and showed him his goodness and his hinder parts, you know, the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
But there in Isaiah, I think it's the 42nd chapter, we've heard ministers say this, and they say that God will share his glory with nobody. Well, if you read that in its context, start out and read the full chapter, it begins talking about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets down to that verse, what I perceive that it means is that God will share his glory with none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He will not use the Holy Spirit to illuminate anything else. He will only use his Holy Spirit to illuminate the Lord Jesus Christ and to love them. Let's share a quick story with you, and I'm going to hand you out something. Take this home and read it. And I got to look it on the internet. What is glory? What is glory? Lord, you talk about reading some stuff on there, and half the people didn't know what they was talking about. But y'all remember Dave Wilkerson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Crossing Switchblade?
Mm-hmm.
He's got these two ministers here, two oracles, and I really ain't read the second one that well, but I want you to carry this home and read this, what Dave Wilkerson wrote on the glory of God.
Wow.
And it will bless your soul.
Uh-huh. Good.
And what, you know, we think we have a pretty good idea of glory, but you know, we look at the Old Testament and seen Moses and all, but you know, we want to see the New Testament. What's the New Testament say about glory? Well, anyway, let me tell you a story first here. You know, I'm always talking about my grandbaby. You know, I call it new, but I call it new. That's all I could say for a while. So I just call it new. So, but anyway, me and Easton, you know, my other grandbabies is girls, and I got good, you know, I love them, and I love all my grandbabies. But little Lou, boy, I don't know if it's just because he's a boy or what, but I love that little rascal. I mean, I love all of them. When he is little, you know, I'd come home in the evening, I'd have him for about an hour. Bonnie keeps him during the day. But he was just, man, just like that. You know, and I'd carry him for walks, and I'd tell him how much I loved him, you know. And I'd kiss and love and hug on him. And some people think, well, you know, you're going to make a CC out of him.
No, it's not.
That
makes
little,
a man out of him.
That little boy, he's old. He's old, boy, let me tell you. But anyway, you know, I shared my love with him. And on his second birthday there, we was over at Wayne's house having his second birthday there. Well, anyway, there's a bunch of folks over, his other grandparents, and this and that and other. And he didn't want nothing but Papa. I'm telling you, I ain't saying this to lift myself up, but
that's
just how it was, you know. He's like that. He just wants his papa. And that's kind of like the first words out of his mouth, papa.
Mm-hmm.
And, but anyway, when I carry him, you know, I look in his eyes and he look in my eye, and I just, you know, I could tell that just, you know, we beam off one another and draw off one another. And I tell him I love him, and he just hugged me and all. But while we was there, one of Marina's friends, she had two little boys, one just a tad older than him and one a tad younger. And like I say, he's just all over me, and there wasn't nothing else to do with nobody. And anyway, I heard her tell Marina, say, I wish that my father had a relationship with my boys like your dad has.
Oh, wow.
Well, anyway, she said, that is so precious. Mm-hmm. I remember her saying that very much. I said, that's so precious. Well, anyway, what did she saw this, didn't she? She saw this relationship between me and Easter, and she called it precious. And, but it wasn't glorious. Now, I got nothing about that, but it's not glorious. Mm-hmm. So why is it precious and not glorious? I don't want you to say it's precious. Let me explain here. Let's read. Flip to John, so to take a chapter. I'm going to show you something. Let's start in verse 1. By there, John 17, 1 says, these words spoke Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour's come, glorify thy Son, and thy Son may also glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou sent. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou hast given me. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Now jump down to verse 20. It says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through thy word, that they may all be one, Father. That they may be all one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou hast given me, I have given them. The glory which the Father giveth the Son giveth to the church.
Amen.
Even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
Yeah.
Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, and that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me for the foundation of the world.
Amen.
O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me.
Mm-hmm.
I have declared unto them thy name, and I will declare it, that the love wherein thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them.
Mm-hmm.
But you see how the love of the God and the glory of God is just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the love for the Father, the Son for the Father, and the Father for the Son. Going back to old Easter, you know, that little rascal, he loves me and he hugs on me. But if I sat down and Hannah, my other grandbaby, if she comes up there, sits in my lap, wraps her arms around me and says, this my papa? You think he appreciates that? He comes unglued. See, he's not sharing my love with her, is he? He's been selfish. You know, and the Bible says love ain't selfish.
Mm-hmm.
But this end time revival of glory, the love of God being poured out on the church, and the church is going to share it with the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the world's going to see the glory of God and how much God loves them. And I heard John Hagee say this morning, You know, so we see what the glory of the Lord is the lover relationship between the Father and the Son. And He's invited us to be a part of it. I heard John Hagee say this morning that there is only one thing equal to the love of God. One thing equal to the love of God. And it's the wrath of God. One thing equal to the love of God, the wrath of God. So the Lord in this end days, this last revival, this end time revival, He's going to show the world all of His love. And those that reject that love, then the rapture of the church happens. And then those that reject that love, they have that tribulation and that wrath of God to come because they rejected the glory of the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
So that's what we're expecting. That, you know, the love of God, you know, pastors have been preaching on the revival.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, steps of it, this and that. But I believe with all my heart, when the pastors start to minister the love of the Father for the Son, and how much He loves the Son, and how much the Son loves us, and shares the Father's love, this end time revival will be glorious as we see the love of God.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
I feel a whole lot better now.
Are you up? Just God
release us in
prayer.
Father, we thank You for Your glory. We thank You for Your love. Lord, we have great expectation of You just manifesting Yourself in our presence. And Lord, in the midst of all that glory, just your gifts, your spirit just being poured upon us, Lord. And we thank You for that in advance.
Yes.
Lord, You're all wise and all magnificent. And thank You for giving us Your best here in these days. In Jesus' name, we thank You, Lord.
Amen.
And as Miss Mary comes, Lord, teach us by Your Spirit. Holy Spirit, You the one that shed the love of God abroad in our hearts, and we give You the and the praise and the glory this morning too. For You're the great teacher, and You're the fullness of Godhead by the two. And we just thank You. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. I want you to know the teacher is in the house.
Amen.
And I'm not talking.